Chapter 3. There was a whoosh behind me, and I whirled around in time to see the Black Knight from earlier shadow step behind me. Or at least it had been behind me. He must not have expected me to turn around, because he hesitated for a fraction of a second before bringing his mace down in an overhead strike meant to smash my Bartleby helmeted head like a cassava melon. I used his hesitation to kick him in the left knee. The move caused his leg to straighten, sending him off balance enough for me to step in, grab his descending wrist, and shift my hips to throw him to the bloody sand. He hit with a hard oomph on his back, and I dropped my knee onto his throat with all my weight behind it. He gurgled, his hands flying to his throat as he thrashed for breath, and I used that time to pick up his mace and bash in his skull. And at 3 seconds into the match, the first kill goes to the main event. Kaiser has been eliminated. The announcer's too loud voice called as the man's grayed-out picture appeared overhead in the air. What a shame! He was a fan favorite! I didn't have much time to celebrate my victory, because that made almost everyone else turn toward me. I felt 7 pairs of eyes instantly fall on me. Yep, that was all of them. No doubt Kaiser was good at picking someone off initially, and that I'd thwarted him had brought me some cred or something. Who knew? One thing was clear, though. While there was a big behemoth-sized dude in the back looking bored and a smaller-looking girl clad in what looked like mage robes, the rest were just straight-up brawler types, and they all looked more surprised than scared. That was good. I loved to brawl, and I didn't want to spend my time chasing them around the damned arena. That was why I usually picked some kind of distance attack. But that said, while I could hurl lightning and whatnot in most matches, there was just something satisfying about punching someone in the face. Well? I called as I eyed them all. Bring it! I held my hand out and curled my fingers toward myself. Oh, it'll be brought, a spear user to my left said before he charged me, literally charged me. I could tell because of the blue haze around him. Didn't he know that move's fatal flaw? Well, I would show him. With an almost casual effort, I sidestepped his spear thrust and kicked him in the side of the knee. There was an audible crunch as his joint shattered, and therein was the rub. He was charging, so the momentum of the move combined with his suddenly useless leg sent him careening face first into the dirt at breakneck speed. He hit so hard that I actually felt the shockwave of the impact. I barely heard the announcer as I bent down to pick up the fallen man's spear. The second kill at 7 seconds into the match goes to the main event. Randolfo has been eliminated. I wanted to take advantage of the collective shock of the group. After all, who knew what abilities they had? Speaking of which, I flung the spear at the robe-clad mage girl, and I was about to turn away when the air around her blurred and she vanished from existence. Jumpport mage, clever, I said as I spun around, my stolen mace already coming up in a deadly arc. As she reappeared behind me, the head of my mace caught her under the chin with an audible crack that damn near took her head off. So you were like, that totally didn't work the first time, let me try again? I asked as her lifeless body collapsed to the ground and I helped myself to the twin daggers clutched in her twitching hands. I wasn't paying attention to the announcer as he told everyone about my new kill at 9 seconds into the match because I was already sprinting toward the other fighters. Only they were standing there stock still. Were they still scared now? I might have been in their shoes, but I'd have still fought. I used the daggers to kill the next two before they even realized I was past them, and as their bodies collapsed to the ground, I found myself staring at a paladin-looking dude with a giant tower shield and a huge morning star. "By the light, I shall put a stop to your cursed existence, fiend!" the paladin yelled as he activated what seemed like holy radiance. If he were doing that, it would double the damage of his smite kill, and there would be no surviving that. So I did what any self-respecting person would do. I flung my dagger at his face. Now, he managed to block the blow with his shield, but that interrupted his cast, which was pretty much what I thought would happen. And as the backlash of his interrupted spell hit him like a freight train, I threw myself into a tackle as I activated Quetzalcoatl. Electricity enveloped my body, and as a surge of pain threatened to undo me, my shoulder struck his metal plate armor, and I wrapped my arms around his waist and drove him to the ground. I'm not sure who screamed louder, me or him, as the electricity covering my body cooked him inside his stupidly conductive metal armor. Either way, I barely had time to avoid a giant two-handed sword that was meant for me but found a home in the paladin's chest when I rolled away. Blood spurted from the wound as I deactivated Quetzalcoatl and reversed the grip of my remaining dagger. Then I activated Backdraft. Swirling golden winds enveloped my blade as the big barbarian with the giant sword struggled to pull his weapon free of its fleshy home. Too late, he realized what was going to happen, and as he tried to turn toward me, I rammed the blade into his kidney. His eyes widened in pain, and he screamed a second before the light of my dagger flared like a fucking star and a tornado-like gust of wind blew a hole through his abdomen that sprayed blood and thicker bits across the sand. I didn't bother to watch him die as I turned my attention to my final opponent, the huge dude in plate mail with the giant double-bladed axe. "And the main event has killed off 7 other combatants in less than a minute!" the announcer called, clearly excited. "I've never seen anything like this! It might be a trash house record!" he continued on, and it was a bit strange because it seemed like the match was winding down instead of revving up like it should have been. Maybe they just expected me to be crushed. I wasn't sure. But as the announcer continued to speak, I pointed at the big man across the arena. "Let's dance, fat ass," I called. And almost curiously, my opponent cocked his head like he was listening to something. Then he began to laugh. "Seems it is your lucky day. Come, little man," he said, in a Russian Dolph Lundgren Ivan Drago voice. "Let's see if you can put a dent in my armor." "That sounds like a challenge," I replied, as I curled my hands into fists and smacked them together. Then I dropped into a fighting stance. "Come on, let's dance." I threw a punch at the air and was met by more laughter.
"Ho, ho, ho! You think because you beat these pissants, you can take me on?"
He raised an eyebrow at me.
"Of course! I want to fight Gilgamesh, and that pathway is through you," I smirked. "It seems today that wishes are horses,"
the big man exclaimed as he tore his shirt to reveal a tattoo of a coiling snake around his chest and neck.
"Because I am Gilgamesh."
He must have taken my surprise for fear, because he continued.
"Did you not notice how no one attacked me? It is because if I were to enter this battle at the start, it would be a foregone conclusion. He clapped his hands together. Together. I merely wished to watch, but the boss outside has given me permission to hurt you good. Seems the match has ended too quickly for his liking. And now you will fight. I nodded. Unless you're scared. If it is death you desire, then it is death you will receive. He replied simply and unslung his now glowing axe. That was a weapon imbue. Wind element, if I had to guess. A damage buff that let him fling ranged blasts from his axe. Then he took a step forward, and the ground beneath him cracked. Stone step, a strength-doubling move. He pointed the weapon at me. Come. I felt a wave of anger sweep over me. The taunt skill, no doubt meant to make me reckless. It would have worked, but I'd been hit with more than a few taunts in my time. Still, he didn't know that, so with a wordless cry of rage, I charged with my fists raised, and as I got closer, my vision went completely black. Fucking Bartleby helmet. Part of me screamed at myself to stop moving, to retreat until the effect wore off, to play it smart. The rest of me called that part of myself a fucking pussy. You can guess which part I listened to. Without slowing a step, I kept going forward, and as I did, I opened myself to the sounds of the arena. Not the crowds, but the wind, the crunch of gravel as the big behemoth took a few steps forward. He couldn't be far away, and as I focused, I heard something whistle through the air as it came toward me. It was so fast, I almost didn't believe it was the energy attack from his axe, only I knew it was. And everything in me said to jump back, to run away, to do fucking something. And if I'd listened, I would have died. After all, he had reach on his side, and I didn't even have a weapon. I'd need to get close to take him down. No, the only path to victory was by moving forward, so I did all I could do. I activated the charge on Diamond Punch and kept running toward him, pausing just enough to sidestep by his wind slash from his weapon imbue. I felt the force of it rip at my clothes, and I knew instantly that if it had hit me, I'd have been super dead. Even blind you come forward, Gilgamesh roared. I must admit, I thought you'd run away or be taken down by my attack. Maybe you are something after all. He snorted, and the sound let me know exactly how far away he was, because yes, I'd trained blind, deaf, and dumb more than a few times. I had to dodge 6 more of his energy attacks before I got anywhere near him, and honestly, that last one cut my cheek. As I felt warm blood run down my face, that, combined with the effects of the taunt, made me right pissed off. That's when I heard the sound I'd been listening for. The step of his boots and heave of breath as he hefted his axe to attack me with the weapon finally. It meant I was finally close enough. I extended my senses and felt the force of the air coming toward me as his blade cut through the air with a scream of sound that should have terrified me, but it just didn't. He was, after all, already dead. With practiced ease, I stepped in close to the big man, and even though I could probably have dodged the attack, I decided not to. Instead, I raised my left arm in the path of his axe's haft and angled it in the way I had a million times before. It came down with bone-shattering force, and I knew instantly that he'd broken my arm even through my chain shirt. But my block had kept the blade from embedding itself in my skull for that extra split second I needed. As my left forearm bent awkwardly, I used the extra time I'd gained to twist my body and dodge the rest of his attack. As the axe slammed into the ground where I'd been only a moment before. I felt a surge of power rush through me from cursed soul because, well, the more damaged I was, the stronger I became. That was exactly what I wanted.
Diamond Punch!
I cried in my best Captain Falcon a split second before my fist hardened into an adamantine spike of serrated death. Then I shifted my hips, drawing power from my feet and forcing it through my entire body as I came up in a vicious uppercut that caught the big man under the chin with enough force to send my spike punching through the top of his skull.